the Lord of heaven would redeem us from the slave market of sin. He would pay the price to redeem us. The redemptive price was the blood of Christ. It goes on in that passage of Scripture, as with corruptible things. Now, in a slave market, you might buy someone with silver or gold. That was common. It was common in the days of the Apostle Peter. It was common in the days of Abraham. It was common in the Old Testament. And please don't think that I agree with it. That's just the way it was. But you could be redeemed with silver or gold. But when it comes to the souls of the people that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life, it took a much greater redemptive price, and that is the blood of Christ. And in so doing, that demanded the death of Christ. If you take the blood, you take the life. So the Lord Jesus gave his life a ransom for many, and that's the ransom price of redemption. As silver and gold, from your vain conversation or your vain manner of life, received by tradition from your fathers. That was the problem that I had. I grew up in the tradition of my fathers, and I'm thankful that the Holy Spirit, through the preaching of the gospel, counteracted the relationship that I had with the tradition of the fathers, or I'd be left in religion and without hope, without God, and without Christ in the world. There would be nothing that I would have. But this is the redemption, but with the precious blood of Christ. Now notice this last phrase of this verse, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That's our title tonight, without blemish and without spot. Who verily was foreordained. Predestination gets involved right away, doesn't it? Foreordination gets involved right away. I'm so thankful for predestination, even in this present world. Nancy and I got on an airplane in Portland, Oregon, that was predestined to arrive in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're glad that it went on its course. It was predestined. Not only by those airplane pilots and that airline, but by Almighty God. So he was in charge of it. They just carried it out. They were the hewers of wood and drawers of water for God's people. That's the way they are. But he was foreordained before the foundation of the world. He was purposed to give his blood before the foundation of the world, the covenant of grace. So readily describes that. And we live because of that today, because of that everlasting covenant purchased with blood. And then it goes on to tell us here, but was manifest in these last times for you. The prophets, as we heard read tonight by Brother Tim, the Moses and the prophets wrote of him, but in these last days, Moses wrote of him. The prophets wrote of him. There was prophecy about him all through the Old Testament. The Old Testament is about the Lord Jesus Christ coming. A brother shared with me a thumbnail sketch, and I might have shared this last time I was here. But you probably heard it before because it was from Brother Henry. The Old Testament, someone's coming. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, someone's here. And the rest of the New Testament is someone's coming back. That's the thumbnail. All right, look here for verse 20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Hallelujah. Our faith and hope is not in ourself. It's not in our works. It's not in all the things that we had by nature and by practice that we're performing, but our hope is in God. Now, this passage of Scripture explains or shares with us one of the high qualities about the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is when he was without spot or blemish. From eternity to eternity, he was without spot or blemish. He walked upon this earth and he was without spot or blemish. He is without spot or blemish now. Read with me in the book of Hebrews, back up to the book of Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? This is what is required, what is necessary, and what God uses to purge us of our sins and to cleanse us from that we inherited from Adam. Many times in the book of Leviticus and Numbers is these terms used to describe the pictures, the types, and the shadows of the Lord Jesus Christ. The sacrificial lamb, the sacrificial sheep, the goat, the bullock, the heifer, these sacrifices were ordained of God and were typical of the Savior. We know him as Jesus of Nazareth, King of the Jews, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Exodus, would you turn there with me? Exodus chapter 12. You know what's in Exodus chapter 12, the wonderful description of the Passover lamb. In Exodus chapter 12, we have the children of Israel are about to leave the land. Now, it's not quite time because the 400 years are not up. The very selfsame day that they had spent 400 years in servitude, they leave. 430 years from the time that Joseph was down there, they get out of the promised land exactly on time because that's the time that God told Abraham they would spend there. The self same day. So we have a little bit of wait time. It's almost there. And God prescribes that they set aside a lamb. In the book of Exodus chapter 12, beginning with verse 1, we read these words. Exodus chapter 12. The Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take of them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall he make your count for the lamb. Your lamb, this is a requirement, shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out of from the sheep or from the goats. In Leviticus alone, there are 18 different times that Moses was led by the Holy Spirit to share with the children of Israel that your lamb, your sacrifices shall be without blemish and without spot. The book of Numbers, it tells us 18 different times that your lamb, your sacrifices shall be without blemish and without spot. God Almighty was sharing with the children of Israel that it was absolutely necessary. If there was going to be a sacrifice that would be sufficient, he must be without blemish and without spot. These are all typical signs that were given unto them. They were pictures and types and shadows. And yet we find that many of those folks said, this is reality. And they begin to worship these things that they were offering on these altars. There were a few. A remnant according to the election of grace that did not believe that these were reality, but they were only a picture of him who was to come, the Lord Jesus Christ. We have out in Oregon some wonderful restaurants, and they have beautiful, in fact, the pictures on those menus are usually better looking than the food you get. You ever have that witness? Have that happen to you? Can you imagine going into a restaurant and all they serve you are the menus and you're expected to eat those menus? Well, that's what it was with Israel looking at these sacrifices as reality. And it happens today. People worship the elements of the Lord's Supper and say, I am going to get better because of this. I'm going to get holier because of this, or I'm going to be saved as a result of this. Religions are based upon baptismal regeneration, and that's exactly the same thing. That they look at a picture and turn it into reality, and God says, not so. It is the blood of my Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who is without spot or blemish, and it is His blood that must redeem us from our sins. So the types go on, the shadows go on, and yet there often were people that fell by the wayside and said, this is reality. They all died in unbelief. By the thousands, they all died in unbelief. And we see it going on today, depending upon the picture and not trusting the real. Well, we know why. God shared with Israel, the reason you didn't believe me is I didn't give you a heart to believe. And so if He's given you a heart to believe, rejoice. If He's given you a heart to see Christ, rejoice. Because He does it for His people. Can you think that any sacrifice of that sacrifice that Abel presented would be any less than without spot or blemish? Because God shared with us as He shared with Abel. He had respect on His sacrifice. Can you think of the sacrifice of Noah presented would be any less than a sacrifice without spot or blemish? Can you think of a sacrifice that Abraham presented would be any less? I am convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that when Abraham was prepared to offer his son as an offering, a sacrifice, at the request of Almighty God, and God stayed his hand, instead of plunging that knife of justice into his hand, he was stayed, and at that moment he heard the bleating of a ram caught by his horns in a thicket. Can you imagine it being maimed or halt or lame? No, this lamb, this ram that God prepared was without spot or blemish. They could inspect it all day long and find no observable fault about it. That lamb that was prepared for the Passover, it was set aside on the 10th day of the month, and on the 14th day of the month, they slew it. They inspected it to make sure that it was up to the quality that God required. Now, they couldn't tell what was on the inside, but they certainly could tell what was on the outside, and it was without spot and without blemish. The 10th day of the month. Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 9. The wonderful gospel according to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 53. I was visiting with Brother Ron. He said, this just preaches easy. Isaiah 53 just preaches easy. Isaiah chapter 53 and there in verse 9. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Now, it's interesting that those two words have to do with the external and the internal. The outward, violence, wrong, cruelty, injustice, unrighteousness. It says right there, he had done no violence. And then deceit. That's inward. Treachery, sense of deceiving, guile, subtlety. So when we deal with this lamb, we have assurance that not only was he without spot or blemish from the outward appearance, but he was without spot or blemish on the inward appearance. When God Almighty viewed him like no one else could view him, he was without blemish and without spot in every totality of his being. He is the glorious, almighty Son of God. He is God the Son in perfection. And here he is among sinful men, and it says that he is without spot or blemish, and by his precious blood he ransomed his people from the pit. The book of John, chapter 1. Would you turn there for just a short reading? Brother Tim read that, but there's a couple of verses I want to pick up on. John chapter 1, verse 35. John chapter 1 and verse 35. Again, the next day after John stood and the two disciples, he looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, "Behold, the Lamb of God, without spot or blemish." All the prophets from Moses spoke of the Messiah to come, and all the typical worship of the Jews according to the Levitical law of Moses was a continued promise of the coming of Christ until John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness. When John came, he announced in superior language than those prophecies, "Behold, the Lamb of God. This is he that is without spot or blemish, that all the Old Testament prophets spoke of, that all the Old Testament sacrifices spoke of, as everything that had to do with any part that God gave to Israel, the kings, the priests, the judges, all of those things, the prophets, this is he that they all spoke of in this language. Behold, he is here, the long promised seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, and the seed of David. Behold, the Lamb of God is there." And then we read the prophets and the type said, "Christ shall come." But John announced and pointed to the very person saying, "Behold, he is right there." And two of his disciples. That's what you and I as preachers are to do too. There he is. We are never to make a name for ourselves. We're never to have a following of our own. We're to point people to Christ. That's our privilege, to point you to Christ. This one, the Lord Jesus, who is without spot or blemish, as we read there in the book of 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 19, he is the Lamb that is spoken of in the book of Revelation in chapter 5. Would you turn there with me for just a moment? Revelation chapter 5, as we think about this Lamb that is spoken of so often in the book of Revelation, but here for a stop in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12, the scriptures share with us these glorious words about the one who is without spot and without blemish, the one whose blood would be our redemptive price, the life of this one. He would give a ransom for many. This is the one that would call his people unto himself. This is the one that was promised from eternity past. As the old divines would say, old eternity he was promised. This one that would come, this is the one who is without spot and blemish. There is not a mark on him. The only marks that would be put on him are those who took the whips and beat his back, those who plucked out his beard, but did not change his nature. He forever is the glorious, holy Son of God. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12, it tells us here, him that overcometh, excuse me, I'll get there to 5. 5 and verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain." Now this Lamb that is without spot or blemish is the one that could be slain for his people. Now all those other sacrifices of the Old Testament, wonderful pictures, types, shadows. But nobody was ever saved by the blood of bulls and goats. They could not take away sin. They are inferior even to human beings, and human being sacrifice could not take away sin. It took the God-man's sacrifice to take away sin. The Holy Son of God without spot or blemish. There's not an animal that has ever lived that doesn't have some problem with it. because they too fall under the curse. There's not a man, woman, boy, or girl that has not without problem because we fall under the curse. This earth has been cursed. Every animal, every blade of grass, every human being has been cursed by the fall. We need someone out of this realm, and his name is Jesus. We need someone out of this realm, someone from above. Here in Revelation chapter 5 and verse 12, it says, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. This Lamb, found over in the book of Hebrews, again, if you turn there with me, Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4, and there in verse 15. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15, these wonderful words again that share with us the blessing of a lamb without spot or without blemish, the glorious Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came untainted by humanity. It was absolutely essential. It was necessary beyond all statement. He must be born of a virgin. He could not have a human daddy. If he had a human daddy, he's as frail as you and I are. Since that which was born of Mary was of the Holy Spirit, he was not tainted as we are. He didn't have the frailties we have. Can you imagine raising a child without a cold? This one never had a cold. He never had pink eye. Never had a sore leg, sore hip. He had a sore back. He gave his back to the spiders. But he didn't have the frailties that we have. He had the perfect health. And you and I took him and cried in the streets, "Crucify him. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him." Why? Because he's so much different than we are. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 15. "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like we are. Yet he was without spot or blemish, yet without sin." First Peter chapter 2, verse 22. First Peter chapter 2 and verse 22. "Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." He's without spot. He's without blemish. After the inspection by Almighty God of this one who was sent from heaven to this earth to be the ransom for the people written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, after all the inspection, we find that God permitted, no, God allowed, no, God purposed, yes, God predestinated that this perfect one would be taken to the cross, and there our sins would be placed upon him like a blanket, and he would give his life a ransom for his people. In the book of First John, 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5. "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins." 1 John chapter 3 and verse 5. "And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." In the book of Malachi, God brought up a problem that those Levite priests were doing in the days of Malachi down there at the temple. They were bringing the halt and the blind and the maimed and the broken and having them offered as sacrifices. And God was so unpleased with them because they were saying, this is their Savior. You know what they were really saying? This is what my God's like. And that's the religion of the world. They're offering a sacrifice that is broken and halt and maimed and saying, this is my God, when God said it must be without blemish and without spot. That's my requirement. They said, our requirement doesn't matter what God says. And they offered all of that, and God was so upset and displeased with what they were offering. God in heaven would never allow the picture of his Son, the Lamb of God, as a sinner. He must be the impeccable one. One more time in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 17. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Well, he had flesh and bone. They couldn't tell him from another man. He could slide out of their midst and they didn't even recognize him. He was like unto his brethren. You know what he looked like? You and me. Yet without sin. That he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of his people without blemish and without spot. He made reconciliation for the sins of his people. He paid the price of the sins of his people. Now, what does that do for us? Well, the blood of Jesus Christ without blemish and without spot saves us. But you know, there's a verse of scripture I want to close with, and that's found in the book of Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. This is what he is going to accomplish with that blood that is without blemish and without spot. You know how he's going to present his church? You know how he's going to present you if you know Christ? Augustus Toplady said this, what coming and what returning sinner need despair of acceptance? No person can be worse than Saul before his conversion, and no person can be worse than Peter after his conversion. Saul was a scoundrel before his conversion. The Apostle Peter denied his Savior three times and even cursed about it. And guess what? The Lord Jesus Christ threw that as far as the east is west behind him. You're my child. Here in the book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 27, we read these words, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. Can you imagine that? Being in such a state that there's not spot or wrinkle, that's what he's going to do with the people he redeemed with his own blood. He is the Lamb without spot and without wrinkle, without blemish. He laid down his life a ransom for many, and he gives that very essence to his church. And he says, I will present each and every one of you without spot and without wrinkle. Glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Job accomplished. Job finished. I took what was wretched and blind and halt. We're the wretched, blind, and halt. And he said, by my redemptive work, you'll be presented whole, without spot, without blemish. in the glory of the Son of God, and we will for eternity say, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain."